All right, we're back with another father-son podcast, and today we sat down and we talked about, I had Forrest sit down and come up with some questions, so he is going to ask me 10 questions, I'm going to ask him 10 questions. That's how today's podcast is going
to
go.
So these are going to be like short 1 to 2 sentence answers, right?
Whatever you want, whatever we get into. So go ahead, you go first, number one. All
right, so my first questions, I morphed these into one. What do you think about steroids, and do you think there are other methods to become as ripped as people who take steroids get?
For steroids, steroids work. That's why people take them. And I tried steroids myself once, and you know, I got real huge real quick, and it was great, but I felt like a cheater when I competed, so I stopped doing it. Dustin was born right around that time, so I didn't want to be messing around with anything. Steroids work. They're not good for your body. They destroy your insides. They do a lot of damage to your body. But at the highest level, sometimes people do them to get ahead. There's a lot of money involved in sports.
Is there any other way that you believe can get you to that same level?
Good hard work. But what steroids do is they let you recover faster. So no matter if you work out 3 times a day and you're 40, you can't do it, right? Your body breaks down. If you take steroids, you probably do it. I don't know. But that's what I would think. Mm-hmm. That's a good question. We can talk about that a little bit more off the air.
We're alternating, so it's your turn.
Yeah, and they're very illegal, so if you get caught with them, you'd be in a lot of trouble, all right? So Once I found out I had a kid, like, I can't be messing around with nothing like that, all right? Yeah. It's scary stuff, man. What do you want to be when you grow up?
What my college philosophy is that you should major in something you can be successful in and then minor in something you want to do. So what I'm going to do is I'm probably going to major in something like something I can either build up a good background in already and be kind of with whatever job I'm with early on, or something that I know I can be successful in or in a field where I can excel. And then I'm going to minor in something else that I want to do.
So what are you going to major or minor in?
I'm not sure what I'm going to major in. Maybe language services or communication or something. And then I'm probably going to minor in another subject that I find interesting later, in either music or art.
Awesome. Your turn.
So my second question is, what do you think about people with lots of clothes and shoes? Clothes and or shoes.
Clothes and shoes? I don't know. Sometimes it can get overwhelming if the house is like falling out with clothes and shoes. But I think you're typically talking about women, and women like to have clothes and shoes. So you're kind of stuck doing with what you got. You know what I mean? Because if you want to have a happy, successful woman, you got to let her have her things. You know, like we like video games. Girls like shoes and clothes. So
can I extend on this a little bit?
Sure.
What do you think about men that have like lots of pairs of like Jordans and stuff?
Oh, you're talking about like sneakers.
No, not just that. Like, the woman thing was good too, but if I extend this further, like, what do you think about men who get a lot of different sneakers and
guys should shoes? Be utilitarian. You should only have what you need. That's what I think about guys. All right.
Second question for you.
Do you want to be married?
Yes. Sometimes I debate myself into no sometimes, but most of the time I debate myself into yes.
Why no?
Because it's a really big commitment.
Gotcha.
It's a lot of money sometimes. not just for the wedding. I mean, the wedding cost is fine, but it's a long-term cost that you have to deal with as well, of your time and money.
Right. Your turn. Three.
Three? What do you think about winter?
I hate winter. I hate the cold. I don't mind snow, but I hate cold and I hate the winter.
What about winter in, like, some country that's
tropical?
That'd next to the equator.
Winter's fine as long as it's not cold. That's what I think about winter. I don't mind shorter days. I don't like the cold. Do you ever want to fight?
Yes.
That's easy. Muay Thai or MMA?
Thai.
Alright.
Or maybe MMA. But probably kickboxing if I can. Try and find some promotion that has headgear and shins. Don't want to get knocked out too bad my first fight.
Your question.
Number four, are you into cars? And if so, when did you pick it up? Like, when did you pick up your interest in it?
I'm not into cars, like, fixing them up. I like to drive, like, fast American muscle cars, like Camaros, Corvettes, Trans Ams, Firebirds, those kind of cars when I was young. I always liked them. I never really like working on cars. I don't really like to get dirty. So, I guess I like cars, but I don't like cars.
When did your interest kind of...
As soon as I started watching Knight Rider, I wanted to have a Knight Rider car. So, like, 7 or 8. Or Dukes of Hazzard, actually. So, maybe, like, 4 or 5.
All yeah. right, so what's your question now?
What do we have? What is your favorite food?
My favorite food, how?
To eat. You know, the stuff you put in your mouth and it sustains you?
Yeah, I mean, like, I kind of meant, like, for...
Just your favorite food. I don't have a definition of it.
Okay, so my favorite taste food... Usually, most of the things homemade. I can't really think of one thing. And then, anything that you're that's supposed to be good for you, like chicken salad.
Gotcha. Your turn.
What's your kind of outlook on diet? Like, what kind of diets?
Diet?
Yeah.
I think that you should eat a healthy diet that gives you lots of energy, high in protein, high in fat, a little bit lower in carbs than most people eat.
And low in sugar?
It depends on, like, processed sugar for sure. But you need sugar for energy.
Like apple sugar.
Like yeah, like fruit sugar is good for you, not like sugar from like candy and stuff. Although I do sometimes eat candy right before I train just to get a little bit of energy when I'm feeling low after, like, you know, because sometimes I work like 13, 14-hour days, so need a little bit of pop to get through practice.
Yep.
What's your favorite sport?
Kickboxing.
Really? Better than football? Maybe your favorite sport to watch, I meant.
To watch?
Yeah.
Probably football.
Football and kickboxing to participate in, obviously. Yeah. Your turn.
Video games.
What about them?
I don't know, like just... How did you get into them, I guess? And what's your favorite kind of game?
Well, I didn't have any friends. Well, I had a couple friends, but not too many. I spent a lot of time alone because I was a latchkey kid, which means I was home alone all the time. I think from the time I was like 6 or 7, I was staying home alone, like after school and then like during the summers. So I spent a lot of time alone, so I got video games. My Uncle Paul had Atari. And they had a Spider-Man game. I loved it. And then when Nintendo came out, I saved up my own money and I bought Nintendo from TV ads. I just wanted to play Nintendo. And then after I got Nintendo, that's how I got into video games. And my favorite kind of game right now is probably sports games. My favorite game of like all time is probably Red Dead Redemption. And Red Dead Redemption 2 is coming out soon, so I'm excited for that.
Didn't Red Dead Redemption 2 already come out?
No, it's not out yet.
Huh.
And then my favorite type of game growing up was role-playing games because I spent a lot of time doing it.
Your turn.
Actually, that was my next question, too. What is your favorite video game?
My favorite video game, Madden. Okay. Let me tell you why, though. It's not the gameplay at all, actually. It's franchise, and it's create a player, and it's manage rosters.
Yeah, you just like to run a team, huh?
You
know what? You should... Maybe you could get into, like, sports marketing or be an analytics guy for a football team.
Uh-huh.
But, like, not, like, one of the low-level guys. Yeah. Now, scouts don't make a lot of money, dude. You want to be, like, one of the higher general manager, front office type people where you make that loot, you know? Because you want to always be the best at what you do. And the best always rise to the top.
I like that because I can kind of stretch my creativity or give people crazy stats that already established players.
Yeah, that's why I like the sports games, too. I like to make the stats, like, unbelievably good. Your turn. I'm sorry.
Oh. What are your thoughts on what money does to people? Do you think it makes them evil?
I think it depends on the person. Some people take money and they do very good things with it. And some people take money and they hoard it and they become bad people. Money, like all things, is how you use it. It's just like a gun. A gun can be a good thing or it can be a bad thing, right?
A gun could save somebody's life
or take somebody's life. Right, exactly. Money in the wrong hands is a bad thing. You know, even just like look at Mustafa, like how he says, you know, people that are racist, if they get a lot of money and they can put all one race out of work, that's not a good thing. But on the other hand, if you got somebody that has a ton of money and they're helping poor people and they're helping, you know, everybody, doesn't matter race, color, religion, creed, or they have their own pet project they like to fund, they're pretty good, you know.
One quick question, what do you mean by creed? Like, I don't know what creed is.
I don't know what it means either. People just say it. Type of person, I guess. I don't know.
All right. Whose question is it?
I think it's mine.
Yeah, it's yours. Because we were just talking about money.
Yeah. Also, like, people can do good things and bad things with money. They can be good business people, which means they're really, like, Mr. Williams is a great business person, and, like, he screws us all the time. He takes money away from us. He tries to give us the least amount possible, right?
Yeah, but that's just how business is. Mm-hmm,
he gives a lot of money to charitable donations, and he does a lot of great things with his money. So, you know, there's always good and bad. So sometimes you can't judge people by how they operate their business. Sometimes you have to judge them by how they live their life. Yeah. Right? Because it's two different things. If you could go anywhere in the world to visit, where would you like to go?
China.
China? That was pretty simple.
Probably there's never going to be safe streets. But probably in somewhere safer where mm-hmm. the streets aren't necessarily bad. And I kind of just want to try food there and explore the culture. Because awesome. I never really got to, and I'm half Chinese. Mm-hmm. That's like my biggest, that's one of my biggest aspirations, mm-hmm. I think.
You can do that. Awesome. Your turn. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about politics? Are they bad or are they good? Or are they just...
I think politics in itself is good. I mean, we always need to debate stuff. Yeah. We need to have people that run the country.
And make laws.
You can't have a democratic vote on every simple thing. It's great to elect leaders and officials. The problem with politics is it gets very corrupt because there's a lot of greedy, money-hungry people that gets laws passed for their own good. The other problem with politics is it's very dividing because you have a right side conservative and you have a left side liberal, and they stick to their party line. So whatever their party says goes for them, they argue for it whether they believe in it or not. And that's what makes these crazy arguments that make no sense, is when you have to defend a position you don't believe in. Mm-hmm. And that's why politics is not as good as it could be.
Especially when families are talking about politics or people, or two people that know each other really well.
Well, here's the thing. Families can have ideological differences. That means we can have different ideas, and we can argue about it, and we can be very, very, like, intense about it, and we believe this, and that's good because that makes debate, and that's how you figure out what's going on in the world. You debate it, and you think about it, and that's a great, great thing, right? If everyone had thought the same thing, the world would be awful. Me and Mustafa believe in a million different things. I respect the man. I respect everything he believes in, right? Mm-hmm. He respects me. We're good friends even though we have different beliefs. Me and Uncle Brian, this is a totally different thing. We have a lot of similar beliefs, but we have some very different things that we totally disagree on. Same thing with me and Uncle Cupcake, right?
Yep.
And we're different races, different creeds. There's that word again. I don't know where it comes from. Different religions. And we debate about stuff. And me and Uncle Cupcake talk about stuff all the time. And we're a lot of times on different sides of the object, and either he convinces me or I convince him. And neither one of us can decide if Star Wars was good or if it sucks. So Sometimes you come undecided, and that's when, you know, everyone would vote. I'm sorry, I want to be a politician someday, so I'm into that.
It's your turn.
I'm too honest to be a politician, though. I would get shot. Where do you want to live in the world?
Buffalo.
Buffalo?
Somewhere in New York.
When you grow up, I mean,
like,
not,
yeah,
now.
I still kind of want to end up in New York, because mm-hmm. I think first of all, Buffalo is going to be a really nice place, a really expensive place to live, and, like, it's going to be much higher quality and a much richer place in about 10, 15 years. So that's around the time I'm going to be growing up, I'm going to be grown, and I hope I'm going to be able to be doing well enough to get back into Buffalo or get back into some area around there. And also just because of the people here and kind of the loyalty to not only the sports team, but to each other and kind of...
I agree with you 100%.
The balanced neighborhoods.
I've been like different places where I've been around. I haven't really lived anywhere else, but I visited and I toured to other places. I've never seen people come together like the people in Buffalo when there's blizzard. Everyone's helping each other, shoveling each other out, pushing cars. I love to see that, man. I love when people come and work together. All right, last question for you. Go ahead.
The snow stinks for you, but it is also good.
I hate the goddamn snow. If it never snowed again, I'd be the happiest person on the planet. It's probably snowing out right now.
Is my last question?
Yeah, it should be number 10 right now. I'm on 10.
I'm on 9.
Which one did you miss? Ask me two then.
All right. First, what do you think about football?
I like to watch football. I'm not really as into it as you are. I was super into football when the Bills were killing it. I don't know. I don't really have time to watch anything besides for what I love to do. You know, mm-hmm. I spend so much time doing MMA. Even when I'm not fighting, I'm watching film or I'm watching instructional videos or I'm doing jiu-jitsu. I don't have time to watch anything anymore. But I do enjoy football and I enjoy golf.
What's your philosophy about, like, life?
Just be the best person you can, you know? I don't know if there's a God. I don't know if there's not a God. But you have to live up to your own moral code, so you need to be a good person. And whether you get rewarded for it or not, it doesn't matter, you know? Don't be an asshole. That's my motto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, go through life. Like, take a minute and say something nice about somebody. It doesn't take any time. It's no skin off your balls to be like, oh, I like you, man. You're a good person. Or
mm-hmm.
identify the one good thing about that jerk that no one ever says something nice about. Maybe you can change him.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Just don't be an asshole. That's my life philosophy.
That's, like, the best way to make somebody a better person is to kind of point out one thing that doesn't get talked about that's good about them. And it really can make them happy, even though the next day they might still be a jerk.
Yeah.
To you.
That's true. Just be nice, you know?
Yep.
We're missing that in the world. If we just be nice and kind to each other, the world would be a little bit different place.
Do right? you still have a question for me then?
I do. I got my number 10 question because I kept in order. I don't know how we messed that up. Number 10. Do you want to have kids?
Eventually. Time range, late 20s to early 30s. I kind of want to be established by the time I have kids. And depending on my financial situation would change the age.
Right.
So if I'm poor if I'm poor in my late 20s, probably be 30 or early 30s. If I see that I might have something bad might happen to me financially in my late 30s, then it's probably going to early 30s would probably be my late 20s.
All right. That sounds great, man. That's 17 minutes almost. Let's get the flock out of here. I got to go to the union meeting. I'm going to be late. All right. I want to make sure we got this done today. Yeah. I like doing these every day, man.
Yeah.
It's good to sit down and talk with you for 15 minutes. Learn a little bit more about you.
And also sound smart still.
Yeah. A lot of people learned a lot about you today. And you didn't even cry this time. So it was good. Oh. All right. With that, Forrest... Forrest the Raging Butterfly Dens and Jeff Captain Caveman Dens.
That would have been a good question.
We're out of here.
What do you think about my nickname?
You should have asked it because I would have told you that God's honest truth. But now I have to be nice to you. And we're out.